Elsewhere, Iran condemns Israel's threats of war as a serious challenge to global peace. In a letter to the head of the United Nations Security Council, Iran's deputy ambassador to the world body has described the threats as provocative and irresponsible. Eshal al-Habib says the warmongering threats by Israeli officials are a gross violation of the UN Charter. Al-Habib also criticized the West's silence on Tel Aviv's threats to wage war against Iran. He added that Tehran will not hesitate to give an appropriate response to any aggression under Article 51 of Chapter 7 of the UN Charter. For more on that story, we're now joined by Professor Mohammad Marandi, who's with us by satellite from Beirut. Professor Marandi is a professor at the University of Tehran. Sir, welcome to the program. How is it that a sovereign nation and a member state of the United Nations is constantly being threatened with military action on a daily basis, directly, and the United Nations has absolutely nothing to say about it?
It's not just the United Nations or the Secretary General of the United Nations or the Security Council of the United Nations. It's the Western media, the New York Times, CNN, Fox News, BBC. None of the media outlets and none of the governments in the West either condemn such actions nor even criticize them. In fact, the United States has also repeatedly threatened Iran with military action. So while these threats are themselves acts of terrorism, because the idea is to frighten ordinary Iranians and to terrorize the Iranian, the broader Iranian community, the Iranian society, there is no condemnation whatsoever. And that's the reason why the Iranian state, the government, and the political parties in the country are basically united in that Iran has to have its own strong deterrence to react to any military threat by the Zionist regime or its Western allies.
And speaking of pressure on Iran, the sanctions, the illegal unilateral sanctions imposed on Iran by the United States and the EU, if it's basically affecting the Iranian people's livelihoods, does that give the Iranian nation, or rather the Islamic Republic, more grounds to pursue this, the issue of illegal sanctions, on a broader international basis?
Well, obviously, Iran has every right to attack Western countries for these gross violations of human rights, but it's not going to change anything, at least in the West. Remember, it's the Europeans and the United States are the ones, along with Israel, who've created the siege on Gaza, where they're preventing the people of Gaza from receiving an appropriate amount of food or medicine. Western countries, if it's in their interest, they are the most brutal of all countries in the world, and the most demanding as well, because they see themselves as superior in every way. They carried out sanctions, they've imposed sanctions on the Syrian people now in order to make life more difficult for the Syrians in the hope that they would turn against the state. They created sanctions against Iraq and killed a million Iraqis. And they felt that it was a price worth paying, as the former American Secretary of State once said. And so the sanctions on Iran are basically to prevent Iran from importing even grain, wheat, and rice, and medicine, theoretically, although they haven't succeeded. So, the Europeans and the Americans are about as brutal and uncivilized as one can be when it comes to Iran.
All right, many thanks, Professor Mohammad Marandi, joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.
Thank you.